that definitely.
Yeah. Okay, today is February 12th. Welcome to North Logan City Library Board meeting. In attendance is myself, Jen Albrecht.
Joanne DeLang.
Andrea Walker.
Trent Bateman.
Kathy Larson.
Sarah Dina.
Welcome, Sarah. Okay, we don't have a lot on the agenda today. Does anyone have any good news minutes that they want to talk about? You guys opened. Trent, do you want to start with that, or you want to wait for the director's report on that?
It'll all be part of the minute. I'll just put all my stuff in one minute. What about good news?
Yeah, Jane Austen sold
out. Oh, yeah, there you go. Jane Austen sold out like a week and a half ago.
Awesome.
And we had, I think, like 15 more slots this year than we did last year.
That's awesome.
And sold out earlier, and there's 14 people on the waiting list right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, barely made it.
I know. I was telling her that.
I was very excited.
It was $10 more this year per couple.
Yeah.
So there obviously wasn't any
qualms about that. That's
price
great.
And all in that. So there's going to be lots of kids running back.
Thank you for being here.
Although I don't know if anyone else complained about that. It was hard to register as a couple when you're not from the same household.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that should be.
Welcome, Emily and Aaron. Thank you for coming.
We'll figure out how to open the stuff we need to.
It should be the last time we have to use that site for all registrations, which is wonderful. So, yeah, there's our good news.
Great. Awesome. All right, let's just move right along then. Kathy, do you have our minutes from January?
Yes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to read those. I propose that we accept the minutes from January.
Okay.
I second
that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Vote is unanimous. Great. And we'll just turn the time over to Trent for our director's report.
Cool. I handed somebody my budget.
And here's Kate,
made.
Too. Kate's coming in. Hi, Kate.
Perfect.
This is the most we've had in a while.
I know.
It's been exciting.
It's because we've got this nice big table.
Oh, I'm just waiting for that.
We wouldn't have fit in the other
room. Yeah. Emily. This is Sarah Dana. Emily is our
city council representative.
City council representative. She would like to join the board. So
at the end of the meeting, I'll get
we'll get that
email address. We'll get that started.
Awesome. Well, that was easy.
I'd love to get your information too.
Okay.
So we'll dive right on in. We don't have a ton. We're just going to go over some things. Obviously, we're in the building.
Hey.
Ish. We don't have full occupancy yet. We're technically supposed to be on the side of the hallway this way. They're still putting up the partition doors in that space, and it's taken way longer than they thought. They're still not quite done. So we were supposed to have story time last Tuesday and Wednesday, but that space wasn't done, and that's where we're going to have it. So we had to cancel it, and we're not even planning on doing it next week. So I thought that gave us plenty of time to get into stuff, but obviously not.
Yeah.
So there's still a couple weeks out, I think, before we're like fully in the space. But first, I got ahead of myself. Let's look at the budget real quickly. Nothing too exciting on here, except that 888% increase or over budget for our revenue, but it's $204 over 23, so it's not anything too exciting.
It's the
interest earned. So we put that we'd make $23 and we have $204. So it looks like we're
we're amazing.
The percent that we should have is way over. Nothing. Our library fines are lower than we thought, but we weren't charging fines for the last 2 months, and we forgave a lot of fines just as things were coming back. So that's to be expected. But everything else is pretty well on track. The resident fee, non-resident fee, again, we haven't been signing up library cards, so we're a little behind on that. We're at 58% of the year completed, so that gives you a reference as you go down that column.
Okay.
As far as expenses go, wages are about where they should be, a little less. Benefits, I've got to change that. So this was the first year that I was on the benefits, so we're trying to calculate what that new amount would be, and we're a little short on that. So, but we'll be able to adjust that easily at the end of the year. But again, everything is pretty close. There is, and these will be questions for City Council down the road. As far as this building's expenses, water, power, heating, all those things we've got to figure out where that money will come from, so it's not all absorbed with the library.
Well, it should come from renting out and utilizing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
but
so,
not
but,
all of but it.
But we're not going to have that at first, and so we've got to figure out what, because that's going to be as we go into it.
Okay.
But that would be, yeah, the ultimate goal of like,
yeah.
We might need some money for that first year as we get going, but then hopefully we're making money off the facility and we don't
right.
need that.
Okay. Okay.
That would be the ultimate goal there. Anyway, but yeah, budget is in good shape. I went through the ledger and there are quite a few things that were put in the wrong category, so I'm going to go through and reorganize that and make sure everything's in the right place so that we can budget properly in the future.
Okay.
Treasure, if you want to look at it, you're welcome to.
Awesome.
And then our next meeting, we'll go over the proposed budget, because then the following month, or that month, later that month, I'll present to City Council.
In March.
In March, yes.
Right.
Okay.
So next meeting, that's something we'll want to review.
How much are we going to be able to, like, even know at that point? Because we're not going to know. It's just going to be...
We'll do some educated guesswork, and I mean, we'll have some ideas, but we won't know how much we're going to make, but we'll make a conservative estimate, and then... hopefully exceed that, and
okay.
that will be the goal.
It'll be a fun year.
Okay,
I'll
put that on the agenda,
yeah,
the yearly budget proposal.
Yep,
okay.
So we can kind of review it and see if there's any questions as a library board.
Have you had people asking questions about it?
About the building?
Yeah, well, like being able to rent the space.
Yeah, so we've had quite a few people. We've said yes to a few things. There is, somebody contacted our public works director, there's like an asphalt conference thing. So it's super exciting. They needed a place to do it, and so they're doing it here, and I'm just charging them $100 an hour. They're using it for 3 hours, and they didn't even flinch. They're like, cool, that's great. So I had kind of some like preliminary stuff that we're going to use as like an amount we can use as we test it out to see if people...
What are they renting? What space are they renting?
So they're going to rent the front two sections of this, and then we have somebody wanted to do a piano recital here.
Hmm.
And one of the rooms, initially, we had said,
we
like, okay, 50, yes, we do.
Oh, we have.
There's a pretty nice clavinova.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
cool.
It's not amazing, but it's...
Have we always had a piano?
So it was always in the council room.
Wow.
Pushed in the corner.
Oh, wow. So it's an upright.
So it's upright clavinova, so it's electric, but it has the same action as a...
Oh, it has the weighted...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So, again, we had said, like, maybe $50 a section. We're going to adjust that, but... we said that to the person wanting it for the piano recital, and they're like, great, I need it for 3 hours. And so they even bat an eye at that price.
Wow.
So that's what I'm working on right now, is like
okay.
what the pricing structure is going to be. And there's a lot of input I'm getting like from the mayor and from city administration, and then I'll bring it up to the board.
Okay.
And so we'll kind of get everybody's input and then try to find somewhere where it's not so expensive that the community can't enjoy it, but
yeah.
so cheap that it's overrun
yeah.
and
yes.
we're right. losing money because it's being run down so quickly, and
yeah.
we don't have the staffing to keep.
And can we
that.
Give maybe discounted prices for North Logan residents?
And that's been a conversation too with the mayor, trying to figure out how we would do that, like because they would need to prove their residency.
Yeah,
and so we've had
both companies and individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
And then are they then giving that to a friend, saying like, "Oh, I'll rent it for you because I'm a North Logan resident,"
mm-hmm.
and then the friend comes
sure.
and trashes it, and then they're like,
well, and maybe it doesn't need to be this massive discount, but
right.
just so that residents feel like, "Oh, I get a 5% discount because
right.
I'm a North
Logan
resident."
Already,
yeah.
like, do what $5 off? It's not a lot.
No,
yeah, for like the soccer.
And I was
yeah.
going to say, even if you did. I would say $5 off of $50 an hour. That feels...
It just, yeah.
yeah.
It's not
feels
that
like
much.
Some loyalty, but yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Encourages our residents
yeah.
to use it.
I had a conversation with the mayor about it. She's kind of mulling it over what she wants to do with
yes.
kind of the resident, non-resident.
And I think also private individual versus
corporate
asphalt company.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Right.
Different
yeah.
price range there for
like
sure.
The few piano teacher in our community that are
right.
yes.
very valuable.
Although technically
underpaid.
That is a business.
You're right.
So
that is a business.
And so that's what's hard too, is because
that's
it still costs cool. it costs me the same no matter who rents it. Because we have to pay for janitorial staff, all the cleaning
yeah.
supplies, somebody to be here for the event, so we've got to
so
find.
So maybe it's a negligible
yeah. versus like a wedding.
I wonder though,
right.
we had discussed previously, and I don't know where we are on this, and maybe this is an ongoing discussion.
I think it is.
Maybe, I don't know if the board can just give you
no
leeway here to be a little bit like, hey, we need to adjust the... Because I feel like this first year, we're going to learn a lot.
We will.
We need to price this out. But I'm wondering, you had discussed, like, nonprofits, because wasn't there an organization that was reaching out that wanted to regularly do a meeting here? Am
I feel like
misunderstand?
There was like a...
Did I, like,
Like not the only, reading, I just kind of remember that.
It was like the language.
They talked about doing something here, and that's what we've talked about too. I think we would have like a nonprofit, but it's not something like we would push. Because there are nonprofits that are very much non-profit.
Yeah.
Like, not to single anything out, but there's, like, sports organizations that are nonprofits that are raking it in, and I don't want to be like, well, great, you're a nonprofit, here's a 30% discount on our space. So,
and around healthcare.
I feel like we can...
Right, exactly.
Say something that, like, to the discretion.
Mm-hmm. And something we have something like, I kind of written in,
okay.
But I think the goal would be not to charge too little. I'd rather charge too much and then say, like, okay, we're going to whittle this back instead of everybody comes rushing in and be like, just kidding, we're charging $300 more to get this space. So I think it can be a conversation for the future.
There's a lot of details, a lot of little things that we're talking about, a lot of ongoing conversations like you mentioned. Just to be clear, Trent, you're managing all of this?
So fun.
This feels like... This makes me want to discuss.
We need to discuss.
Somebody... an additional person.
Because if it's under his jurisdiction, is it therefore also under our jurisdiction?
I think that's having
input in some of these decisions. And
yeah.
And also, I feel like what is under our jurisdiction is to protect his ability to primarily focus on the library and not have him so inundated with all this new stuff.
I want you to be an event planner.
Right. Without either help or compensation for said efforts.
There you go.
I'm turning into construction manager. That's what I...
Yeah. It's a lot.
It makes me wonder, though, if your budget, and again, you should make sure we're conversing with Alan and Mayor about this, should potentially include maybe a part-time person.
And that's what we kind of mulled around about, having a part-time person that could help schedule, take care of scheduling, show the facility, and be here for events. And then potentially go out and solicit to businesses saying, hey,
like
come host your event here.
Yeah.
Or go through the community and be like, hey, come to your wedding here. So, and then we make more money, then it's easier to pay that person.
And that's where...
we have to have a start somewhere.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a lot of new territory right now. But I do feel an obligation to protect Trent a little bit.
Yeah, I do not want to burn you out in trying to get this off the ground.
Right.
And there's just a lot.
It's a lot.
That's the only way to describe it.
It's a lot. But we're surviving, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Other things. The library is open. People are coming to get books.
Awesome.
We're allowing 25 holds per family. Each morning, Judy's pulling probably around 100 holds.
Wow.
And then throughout the day,
people
are doing it.
Coming.
And I think it will grow. I think people are just used to us being closed, so it'll take some time. We have people putting 25 holds every single day and like coming back and getting more and more.
Because
they've got lots of kids, and so they're trying to... So we might adjust that number if we're not inundated with holds. We might say 50 holds a family, just so you don't have to come back all the time.
Yeah.
But we wanted to try it out.
For those that are just getting a stack of kids' books.
Right, exactly. let's see here.
Your checkout process is very smooth. I don't know if anyone has mentioned it.
Good.
I found it particularly nice.
You walk in, you find your book, and you take it to the front or the self-checkout.
It's beautiful. I thought it was very well organized.
Well thought out.
Good to hear. And it's easy to find your stuff.
I mean, you couldn't have made it easier.
Okay. Without being, because we didn't want, like, here's somebody's name and the book they're checking out. So we try to keep it, like, a few letters of their last name.
I appreciate that. Because there's sometimes that I'm like, I really don't want everyone to know.
This little romance novel wrapped in brown paper.
I've never once looked at what other people are getting.
We opened a clerk position because we were trying not to, but there was a few times that clerks couldn't work and we had some holes. We had almost 200 applications in like a week and a half.
Wow. Yeah, it's a popular...
Anyway, so we're going to do 3 or 4 interviews next week, go through them and see what we can find. It's just going to be for Tuesday evenings and every other Thursday at this point. And it will grow into something more. But...
What's the age range of the majority of your applicants?
200?
Just shy of 200.
That makes me so happy to hear.
We have...
Was it hard to sift?
Yeah, how are you whittling that down?
Were they like meeny, meeny, miny,
a little bit. Like we're Emily's gonna help me. Emily Crane is gonna help go through. I mean, there's people with multiple master's degrees.
Oh my!
There were like, retired military who just want to work for the library and get involved in the community.
I think that's great. Go for something like that.
That's mine.
I also though. I mean, this is such a great opportunity for a high school kid to get.
It is. It's a great job for anybody.
You have too many good options.
Yeah, that's great.
And we're lucky because some of the other departments don't have that. We love that.
You, public work struggles.
Yes, yes.
Their job is terrible, though.
Yeah, it's true. I did, just so you know, the city is working on hiring some custodians that will clean this building and the city offices, and they'll just be like 20 hours a week, both positions, and then in the summer they'll help clean bathrooms around the city. But that way we'll have people that are dedicated. It's not a cleaning crew that they've hired out. It's employees of the city. So we can have a little more flexibility of like, hey, these are the nights we have events. We need you here earlier these nights or later these nights. So that'll be really nice.
Wait, so they're going to be just for the events?
For the library and community center and the city offices. Oh, so they're starting with two, kind of seeing how that looks. Because right now that'll be fine because there's no library.
The city offices. Is it just like a company? Or?
It's a cleaning company.
Right. Yeah, they have a cleaning company right
that
now.
That they hire out.
One of those things really I didn't think about. It's not been great. I'll just say this. They've been coming to clean during city council meetings, and so you just hear the flushing of the toilet. It's not a vibe.
That's funny.
I have pawned off some responsibility. Emily Crane is our clerk supervisor, and it's been a lifesaver.
She's amazing.
She takes care of all the scheduling. Awesome. Any like minor personnel things or scheduling, she just takes that on so I don't have to.
And how many hours a week does she put in currently?
She's putting in like 15 to 17.
Yeah, and she's just hourly.
Yeah, she's just hourly, and it's been good because we didn't have a ton of books coming in. So
so she needs something.
Because she was the acquisition.
Yeah, she does all the cataloging, and she'll still do that.
Yeah.
But just adding this on top. And it's not a ton of hours, but it's just stuff I don't have
enough to
think
ease.
About.
Okay, great.
Construction stuff. They've started doing demolition in the library way more than the last time we were there. Walls are gone. The bathrooms are no longer there.
Awesome.
So they've ripped everything out there. You can see we have furniture in here.
Mm-hmm.
Today we just got all the tables for the event space. Okay. Public Works went and picked them up.
Were those like Lifetime tables?
Yep, so Lifetime round tables. We got 50 of those. And then we got some rectangular tables. They got carts for us. Our chairs showed up today, our folding chairs for all the tables. We got 350 of those, so we were unboxing those all day and hanging them on racks.
Wow.
Anyway, so all of that is here now. They're still not done with Main Hall, I said that before. Still working on some tech issues and other things. All of our cameras are installed, and we have the access control mostly set up for the building, so we're working on schedules for that, how it'll be locked, unlocked. My personal preference would be the building is locked if there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
And if there's something going on, the door closest to wherever that's going on is the door that's unlocked.
Everything else.
Just not leaving it
yeah.
as this open space. Because just in this first week, people are curious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we have people who are not, they're not coming here for a specific reason. They just come and just walk in and look around.
Yeah.
And like I said before, we had some kids' programs and they were in here pushing chairs around, running around.
Yeah.
So it's way too much fun.
Yeah, it's like the high school at a basketball game and the kids are just running.
They
want to
go everywhere.
School.
So we're working on, there are not locks on these doors. We're working on getting locks on these doors because there's nice, expensive things in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like looking at all these.
The kitchen is not, can't lock either. I'm like, there's a gas stove there. A little kid goes and plays
with
that.
Yeah, we got to
verify
that.
So we're
going to
get all that locked up and figured out. Programs. Like I said, we were supposed to have story time last week. Didn't happen. We're going to cancel next week. I'm pretty sure we'll send stuff out on Monday and let people know. We had some little craft kits and fruit snacks for everybody who did show up that day and say, here's this, sorry. Yeah, and that softened the blow a little bit. They did a youth activity tonight. They did bath bombs. So that was our first like real big...
In the kitchen?
In the kitchen did that. We've had some chess activities. Anyway, you can see on the calendar.
I'm so impressed with how much you're doing.
Yeah. This is Heidi. She does all this. She's such
Heidi
a good
is
job.
The program.
I wouldn't blame
yeah.
you at all if you were like, no programs.
Not at all.
I'm impressed.
And then as far as recertification goes, we have to do it this year. I'll look at it eventually and let you know what we have to do. But I'm supposed to do the training as well, the uplift training. They're going to hold it open for a couple extra months for me to finish that up. But I will get it done.
Nice.
And then for next time, if we can talk about the budget, and then I think in the next couple months, if we want to revisit the team computers and usage, how we want to handle that, there will be cameras in both of those spaces. I looked at that today. But just kind of figure out what we want to do there and then maybe draft a policy that's specific to those computers or add that into our technology policy that we have a section on team computers.
Are these like the computers that we were using for the makerspace where they were doing the video? Like
where they're gaming.
What is the intent for the, are they still going to be able to play video games? Is
that so that's kind of that conversation what we want to have because there's, I think we've gone back and forth of, we want them to have a place to come because there's a lot of kids that
don't have
this is a place where they come and that's a safe place for them to play games and be with a friend. But is it a safe place if they're, we've been able to cut that back quite a bit so they can't do a lot of the chat stuff. But anyway, I think there's good arguments for both sides on that. I really do.
Yeah.
Literally come when we've done this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we gotta kinda weigh the options on that.
Yeah. I just hear about
So that's what I have. Questions? Any questions about anything?
No, there's a lot going on, and wow, we really value everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great job.
How can we help?
I feel like, do we need to advocate for you? Go pick it at the city office.
Honestly, the city's been super supportive. Like, we got everything moved from the library. It was a week and a half ago, and Public Works showed up in 2 hours. We had the rest of everything moved into here.
Awesome.
And the streets department built all the carts today. They went and picked up all the tables. They spent the whole day here helping out. Like, they've been huge because that would have taken me a month to do what they did today.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
What's the delay on the dividers?
Just getting them installed and making sure they're all the right length and if there's any high spots on the board, figuring out how they can adjust things. But they're all in now. Now they just need to get them connected. So the hard part's over on that.
Okay. Well, how's things for the Jane Austen welcoming? Are they
good? And now it's kind of.
Is it just everything's planned and ready?
And the friends are helping with the fundraiser this year. The sign-up
option. With all of the stuff.
So they can help with that.
Okay. Well, does anyone have any other questions or issues?
And you were hoping to join the board? That was, okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
If you guys will have me.
Absolutely.
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, we have 7 and we can have up to 9.
Yeah, that'd be great. Would you mind just jotting your full name and then your email down on that paper for me?
Do you get all the leaves? And
so we could always take more. So we're actually.
Is this then a donation train?
Yeah. So we're at. Well, we've had some big donations, some $10,000 donations. We had a $15,000 donation.
Wow.
But all in all, we're at $56,000 with that. So that's been, I'd say, pretty successful. And I think, we had 2 come this month. So it's still. People are still doing it.
What was the goal for that?
I don't know if there really was a goal. Mm-hmm.
Just money.
Yeah, and give people a spot to like be part of the
construction.
That's awesome.
It will be on, where the offices were in the old library. Mm-hmm. So on that wall, that's where it will be displayed. And the wall is, there's depth to the wall. So like steps back in, and there's lights at each level, and it's kind of built into that. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really fun.
And people can continue to donate on the website to that.
Yeah, there you can do it through the Venmo.
Will there be a cutoff date?
I think that's something where once we get figured out how we're going to make it, we would make it so we can add on.
This
could be a continuous thing, I think, into the future. Like, and as people maybe see the new space and be like, oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, they'll see a tree and be like, because our company can donate.
So the leaves were originally 500. And the trunk was going to be 100, but that's going to be too hard to do that. So we're going to bump 100 to the leaves, and that way there can be a lot of leaves. And then 500 would be a bird, and then they would grow in size.
Okay. So I can be, I, I remembered.
What
I couldn't
what do you
remember.
Well, that's the thing. I already did.
So just there's like
so you're the tree house. You get the red wagon at the base of the tree.
You get a new animal. Because
I did it at the
yes. Your choice. You added to the tree.
Raccoon. The wise old owl.
A raccoon.
A raccoon.
What?
Okay, awesome. Well, yeah, thank you. That's a short meeting tonight, but all great things. We love the updates. And then we will meet in March because we need to go over the yearly budget proposal, like you said. Anything else looking ahead that and the maybe writing up a policy on the team?
Yeah, we have the discussion. Maybe we put that on there and then maybe come up with a policy after that to reflect whatever we decide.
Okay. Did you have something to add?
Well, I was just wondering, when again was the... Okay, so we're discussing the budget next week, and then when do you present it to the city? Is that May?
I think the next week.
It's in March. It's not in... I was somehow thinking it was like the next month, but it's...
It's been in April in the past, but this year everything's been...
Okay.
Okay.
It has been.
All right. Anything from the city, Emily?
No. We're really happy with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying yes.
Oh, yeah. So have you, and yes. Everyone has been, you've officially
Aaron's
been.
Aaron's official.
Oh,
is Holly Beathers is official as well?
Oh, sorry. Is Aaron official? Which Aaron are we discussing?
I don't know. Are you Aaron?
This is Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron.
Holly? Sorry.
You were thinking no, Holly.
I
she was before
Holly.
Holly.
I apologize.
So
I don't think we got you in then. I,
okay,
I
sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Let me.
Aaron Jensen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry.
No problem. She's on the group email. You can snag her
Correct.
Email there if
I'll
you want. Erin Jensen.
And just make sure.
And we'd love to make her official. And then Sarah Dana, is that right?
Yep.
Sarah Dana.
Just
okay.
Yep.
If you want to send me or put her on the group email.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, these are public meetings, so literally anybody can come.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. I make a motion. Can I make the motion to dismiss?
No, I don't think you can.
I would like to make a motion to dismiss.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Everyone. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Do you actually like the guests?